Hi, welcome to this segment of Coach's View. I'm your host, Herman Moore. I'm joined again with head coach Jim Schwartz after a great win against division opponent Chicago Bears. Coach, you guys now sit at 3-1 atop of the NFC North. You got to feel pretty pleased at this first quarter of the season to be at 3-1.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always that one game that you'd like to not let slip away. But, you know, I think we've set ourselves up in good position. We're at the quarter pole of the season. Like every other team, we're trying to correct our mistakes. We're trying to plug in some guys for injured players. We're trying to sort of find our personality. And it's a race with all 31 other teams to try to do that the best and set ourselves up for the last 12 games.
Well, Coach, what I'm going to do is set this play. Prior to this 37-yard touchdown run by Reggie Bush, there was an unsung hero. Calvin Johnson makes a recovery that allows his drive to continue. But Matthew Stafford said that he had seen this blitz coming earlier in the week in film study. And in fact, that Dominic Raiola makes a call at the line of scrimmage that gets the lineman in order. And then also that Brandon Pettigrew makes a good play. And then all of a sudden, it's all Reggie Bush.
Yeah, like you said, I think that this play doesn't happen without Calvin Johnson. And he's the best wide receiver in football. And he was hustling behind a run play. All our wide receivers blocked very well in this game. You can't run for 160 yards if they don't. But I was hustling behind a play. The ball was on the ground. He scooped it up. The very next play is this. And, you know, as you can see here, they're lined up in a very standard two-deep shell. You know, and we get that a lot, particularly with Calvin. And it's one of the reasons we've been able to run the ball effectively. We send a tight end across in motion. You see these guys sort of shift down a little bit, and then the nickel starts to bring his blitz. Well, usually we don't account for the nickel. The wide receiver is going to block the nickel. But now we got to count him like he's a linebacker. And it's a difficult formation to run against. You know, you sit at this point right here. You know, there's seven hard guys in the box, almost a 46-style front right here. And it's going to be very difficult to be able to run it. What we do is we leave the end man unblocked and just sort of count on Reggie sticking it up inside and taking him out of the equation. Pettigrew counts the nickel in. He's able to get him widened. Like you said, Raiola is able to change the blocking scheme. He gets up on the linebacker right there, does a good job covering him. At this point, we got Reggie to the secondary. He has to outrun this defensive end who we had left unblocked. You see, Stafford at this point feels good that it's going to be a play. He's already got his hand up in the air. But, you know, we've seen this before. You know, Reggie just needs really at this point to beat the post player. Does a good job of breaking the tackle at the defensive end. Jumps out of the tackle of the safety coming across. And Ryan Broyles here is able to get in the way of the corner. Reggie does a good job of setting it up and then is able to score. You can see it on the end zone copy. There's a lot of guys in there in the run front. We're not going to be able to get a hat on the hat. We got to leave one unblocked and count on the running back being able to get past him. But just as important of Raiola's block here is Warford here. The nose tackle comes from across the formation, and he comes across, and Larry's able to get him cut off. That's a key block there also. Corey Hilliard making a key block. Raleigh Reef and Rob Sims comboing up to the other linebacker. Everybody gets their block execute. It's going to open a hole. Now Reggie's got one guy to beat, then beat the post player, and then he has the ability when that happens to go get in the end zone. Like I said, Stafford saw it right away. But, you know, that's what happens when you get a guy like Reggie Bush into the secondary. He can not just get a first down, he can go score a touchdown.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your point of view, and it's great stuff. Good luck this week against Green Bay. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks, Herm.
Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Gives to Bush again. Bush, 35. Bush, right at the 30. Bush, 20. Bush, 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Reggie Bush, 37 yards.